Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news we're following this morning in Goldsboro, where police have had a neighborhood blocked off now for more than 4 hours. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker is there as those officers work the scene.
And the dew point says steamy, but it's likely to drop a little bit this afternoon, making it feel a touch more comfortable. It does look like a very hot weekend ahead, though. I'll show you when the heat index will be in the triple digits.
Well, right here, it's pretty tough. But we'll be okay.
It's just so emotional. Thousands of people in Hawaii have nothing left after the devastating wildfires on Maui. How you can help and new information overnight about the search and rescue efforts going on. Plus,
our children are our future. And if we don't take care of our children, we're not taking care of our future.
The Durham Rescue Mission's big back to school party is today. It's a fun event, but also a big help to families who need it before the school year. This is a live look right now. They're chopping that barbecue, getting ready to help those families. Such an important event every year. And we're glad to be here with you, and we're so glad you're making us part of your day. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey in for Renee Chu. Yeah, nice start behind us. Yeah. Perfect day for a lot going on. Kelsey Coffey, we're so jealous of her because she's been she's been chopping barbecue all morning long. So we'll get to her story coming up. But got to get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner because it feels okay right now. But this weekend, Elizabeth, it's going to get pretty steamy.
It definitely will. We'll take a live look at Durham right now. It looks absolutely gorgeous. Pretty sunrise here. Our skies are clear and our dew point's down to 66. It's likely to drop a little bit more, especially around the Triangle area. So it should feel comfortable in the shade, but in the sun, our temperatures are going to be in the low 90s, so it's still going to feel hot today. We did drop to 69, so it's a really pleasant feeling morning. And we take a look at our tower, and it is lit in blue for the clear skies that we're seeing right now across Wake County, and we'll see mostly clear to partly cloudy skies through the afternoon. 75 in Fayetteville, that's been our warm spot this morning, and the cool spot Roxborough at 64, but pretty comfortable there in Southern Pines at 69, 66 in South Hill, and 68 right now in Goldsboro. We check out Futurecast, and we do have a chance for some isolated storms down to the south. You remember that big band of rain that came through here yesterday? That's settled the atmosphere a little bit, and the front that helped to produce that parked itself down to the south along the South Carolina line. So here's 6 p.m. As we roll it through the evening, you can see a few isolated storms down to the south. At 8 o'clock, we can see a few showers in Southern Pines, 9 o'clock over toward Fayetteville and Clinton. The rest of the viewing area looks like it'll be fairly dry. So if you have outdoor plans this evening, unless you're in our southern counties, you should be okay. 92 for the high this afternoon, but by 6 o'clock, temperatures are dropping into the upper 80s. The humidity starts to climb over the weekend, and so does the heat. It's possible that we would see a heat advisory by Sunday and possibly Monday. I'll walk you through that coming up. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. It's Friday morning and 6:02, and I'm Brett Neese in for Brian Trader, and we're taking a look at Raleigh right now. All our major routes coming into Raleigh, they are pretty much delay-free across the board, maybe a couple of minutes coming on US 1 southbound if you get stuck in any of those stoplights. I-540 at US 70, also known as Glenwood Avenue. That's our live look there, and you can see the sunrise starting to pop over the trees there as people start to head to work this morning. And we'll take a look at the Durham drive times as well real quick, and we're pretty much delay-free there. Pretty much all green all the way across the board so far this morning. That's good news.
We're seeing growing destruction and heartbreak in Hawaii this morning after the tragic wildfires. This is all that remains of the town of Lahaina after flames left hundreds of homes and businesses in ashes. Here's what we know this morning in an update just before 4 a.m. Officials in Maui confirmed two more deaths from those fires. That brings the total to 55 people confirmed dead in what Hawaii's governor is calling the worst natural disaster in the state's history. Dry conditions and strong winds are making the situation worse and making rescue efforts a challenge. President Biden has approved a disaster declaration, and the Coast Guard and National Guard are joining local efforts to help survivors. WRAL's Laura Levine is outside the Red Cross in Raleigh today. Disaster responders are headed to Maui, Laura, and it doesn't take us long here locally to get involved, right?
Not at all. It only took them really a couple of hours to put this together, Jeff. And as we know, disaster workers in Hawaii, they responded immediately, opening shelters where thousands of people sought refuge from those fires. We now know that here, the American Red Cross of NC plan to send six of their own disaster workers to support locals and tourists in need. Neighborhoods in Maui are unrecognizable as the deadly fire rages on. A spokesman with the organization says the greatest need is helping those who who have been displaced. People are packing airports, sleeping there, or in rental cars awaiting their next flight out, including families from the Triangle. Robert Sherwin from Morrisville is hoping for a safe return back.
We could really smell, you know, in the middle of the night, the smoky smell was very, very strong, a little concerning. The shops here, most of the things were closed. All the restaurants were closed.
And we continue to hear these stories and really get insight from locals that are out there in Hawaii. As far as those disaster workers, they plan to be handing out water, food, opening shelters, and assessing damage. They plan to be in the area for at least 3 weeks. Laura Levine, WREL News. We're live in Raleigh.
Also coming up on today, Miguel Almaguer joins a wildfire survivor who says he waited too long to get out. Patrick Sullivan says he finally left when the winds reached 40 to 60 miles an hour and smoke was making it hard to breathe. Once the flames passed, he returned to find his Lahaina home was gone.
How do you describe the emotions that you're feeling right now?
Well, right here, it's pretty tough. But we'll be okay. We'll make it.
Miguel will take us on a tour of Lahaina this morning at 7 on Today, right here on WREL.
You know, Jeff, here in the WREL Live Center, we just heard the deep emotion that that resident was experiencing. Now, we want to give you some perspective on the utter devastation that the folks in Lahaina are experiencing. Want to give you a look at these before and after pictures. The picture on the left, that's Lahaina. That picture was taken in June of this year. Of course, the picture on the right, that's what Lahaina looks like this morning. But I want to bring your attention right now to this area right here. That area right there, that's the historic Lahaina banyan tree. It is still standing. Let me give you a closer look at what we're talking about here. There you see it right there. It spans an entire city block. It's about 60 feet tall, 46 trunks. It's badly charred by the wildfires, but it is still standing and a symbol of hope for many people there in Lahaina. This is, of course, a developing story that we will continue to track during our newscast online on WREL.com and the WREL News app.
Incredible to see that tree is still standing. Thanks, Ken. Well, we're following some breaking news here. There is a heavy police presence in a Goldsboro neighborhood this morning. Police have been on that scene on Rockefeller Court since around 1:30 this morning. Michael Grace is there in the WREL breaking news tracker. And Michael, there's been a pretty heavy police presence there for quite a while now.
Yeah, that's right, Michelle. In fact, I've been moved three times since I got here, right at around 1:30, 2-ish. And they have just been all over the place in terms of this neighborhood. And I want to get you to this video from the WREL breaking news tracker. You can see that they've got crime tape around two cars there on Oak Street. Now, they have since taken that crime tape down. They're wrapping up this investigation right now. We've put in calls to the public information officer here in Goldsboro, trying to get more information into what they are investigating exactly. But still have not heard back. We're going to be following up with that public information officer throughout the morning, hoping to get more information into this investigation, hopefully get that information before they physically wrap up here on Oak Street. Live in Goldsboro, Michael Grace, WREL News.
This morning, the Wake County Sheriff's Office will honor Deputy Ned Byrd in a private ceremony. Today marks 1 year since Byrd was shot and killed in southeastern Wake County. Byrd stopped to investigate a truck on the side of Battle Bridge Road on August 11th last year. He was shot four times. Brothers Arturo and Alder Marine Sotelo are charged with his murder and are awaiting trial. You can honor Deputy Byrd during free Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and self-defense seminars tomorrow. It's happening from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at PNC Arena. Byrd practiced jiu-jitsu, and several of the instructors who trained with him will be there. And then on Sunday, you can join the second annual Ned Byrd Memorial Triathlon. It starts at 9 a.m. at the Iron District CrossFit in Raleigh, and it includes CrossFit, jiu-jitsu, and mountain biking as the three sports.
The Durham Rescue Mission is getting ready for its annual back-to-school party. This is a live look there as food preparation is underway. The event helps families in need get school supplies and other important items to get kids ready to go back to school. It all gets started this morning at 10. And in our next half hour, WREL's Kelsey Coffey joins us with details about how important this event is to the Durham community.
Well, this morning we'll get an update on U.S. inflation at the wholesale level. The Labor Department will release the producer price index at 8:30 this morning. The PPI is a closely watched inflation gauge since it captures average price shifts upstream of the consumer. It's an indicator of how prices could eventually behave at the store level. Today's report comes one day after a new CPI report showed that consumer prices ticked up slightly from the previous month.
People can get back on the Fury 325 coaster at Carowinds again weeks after a cracked support beam forced it to shut down. The extensive tests the park says it went through to make sure everyone is safe.
And thousands of North Carolina school kids are considered chronically absent. Why researchers say sometimes it's about more than just not wanting to go to class.
And it feels pretty comfortable as you step outside this morning. Beautiful sunrise and progress, but we're headed for a hot weekend. Highs will be in the mid to upper 90s and the heat index in the triple digits. I'll show you which day could bring a heat advisory coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:13. A fairly pleasant morning out there. Temperature's not too bad. Our humidity is at least moderate, so it's fairly comfortable. We take a live look outside Wilson, Durham, Fayetteville. We have clear skies, so a pretty sunrise is on the way. 71 in Wilson right now, 69 in Durham, and 75 degrees in Fayetteville. A little bit warmer down south. And Fayetteville, of all places, is one of those that may see a few isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. We'll go over that in just a few minutes. But mostly clear and fairly comfortable this morning. Temperatures upper 60s to low 70s as you're headed out the door. And a great day for the pool. It's definitely going to be hot, 92 degrees. But moms, it's going to be more comfortable in the shade if you can find yourself an umbrella, because our humidity should begin to drop. And you won't have to pull anyone out of the pool because it looks like it'll stay nice and dry. Brett.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic here at 6:14, and you can see pretty much green all the way across the board. That's the good news this morning. If you're coming in from the Garner area or down in the Johnson County area on I-40 westbound, that's also in the clear. I-87, 540, the Beltline, all in green so far this morning. This is our live look at I-40 at Wade Avenue, and not too much traffic out there, but it is starting to build this morning, so we'll continue to keep an eye on it every 10 minutes here on WRAL.
Five Americans who have been in an Iranian prison are now under house arrest instead. The White House confirmed yesterday the Americans were released from prison. A national security spokesperson says this is an encouraging step, but adds the Americans should not have been in that prison in the first place. Prisoners claim that they were being held only to be traded for political purposes. Negotiations for their release are ongoing.
Nearly half a million North Carolina students have missed so much school they're considered chronically absent. Research from Stanford University said, and the Associated Press show, that about one in three North Carolina students missed about 10% of days in the 2021-2022 school year. That's more than twice what it was before the pandemic. WRAL Education Insider Emily Walkenhorst says that physical and mental illnesses are among the reasons. Housing instability is also a concern.
Students who miss this much school can fall behind in 1 year, and that can just spiral out of control. You know, if you know you aren't doing well academically, maybe that puts a damper on your enthusiasm for school and just creates more challenges down the road.
And students who are chronically absent are often more likely to fall behind their peers or even drop out. The research finds that even students who want to go to school are sometimes hit with lots of absences due to transportation issues and bus driver shortages. For a full breakdown, you can visit the education section of WREL.com. Well, Carowinds Fury 325 roller coaster is up and running again. The Fury was shut down in June after a visitor spotted a crack in the support beam. That beam was replaced and the coaster was realigned on the track. Riders were back on the coaster yesterday afternoon. Carowinds says it ran the Fury more than 500 times before it passed its final inspection.
Sky watching, reptiles, and much more to see for family fun in the Triangle this weekend.
Yeah, here's a look at some of WRAL Out and About's best bets. You can look to the sky tomorrow night at Dick's Park. There will be a viewing party for the Perseid meteor shower. It's happening from 9 to 11 p.m. at the Big Field at Dick's Park. Admission is free.
And reptile fans will want to visit North Carolina State Fairgrounds this weekend. It is Repticon. Exotic animals being shown. They'll include hundreds of vendors and animals, and tickets start at $10 for adults, $6 for children.
And on Saturday, the monthly Geek and Grub Market will be at Fred Fletcher Park in Raleigh. From 6 to 10 p.m., you can shop from a variety of retro vendors and enjoy more games and more fun there. This month's theme is anime. Admission is free. And to find out more about these events and others, you can go to WREL.com and search Out and About. And if you are going to be out and about this weekend, it's going to be a hot weekend. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner standing by with mainly calm conditions right now. Not too hot yet, Elizabeth. But we'll need the water this weekend.
For sure. We take a look at what's happening outside right now. A pretty sunrise in progress. We had that system, of course, that rolled through yesterday. And our humidity, our dew points are dropping a little bit today. It's still going to be hot, but a little more comfortable. All that changes as we get into the weekend, especially Sunday. It's going to be much more humid, and that means the heat index is really going to be climbing. So if you're making outdoor plans, keep that in mind. Sunday will feel a little more uncomfortable than Saturday. Apex looking pretty this morning. Here's Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and of course, our Fayetteville newsroom there on Hay Street. Here's a look at the big picture. That front yesterday that came through has settled down south into South Carolina, and this is where most of the storms will be. That does mean you see these storms that are developing down here across parts of Alabama and Georgia. That slides eastward, and this evening there could be a few storms in our southern counties, but the rest of the viewing area looks fairly quiet, and then our next chance comes on Sunday. Saturday looks like it'll be also nice and quiet for us. So here's a big picture. You can see this cluster of thunderstorms. It's down to the south. We'll pause things here at 5 p.m. today, and you can see partly cloudy skies. And then it'll be later in the evening, say 8, 9, 10 o'clock, before we start to see some of those cells developing down to the south. None of that's likely to be severe, but if you do have outdoor plans in the evening, say 8, 9, 10 o'clock, you might run into a few of those storms around Fayetteville, Clinton. It's a 20% chance, Southern Pines, Fayetteville, and Clinton. The rest of the viewing area should stay nice and dry for today. We take a look at what happens over the weekend. We're going to start with Sunday, because Saturday will be nice and dry. In the evening, a cold front to the north will help to bring some scattered showers and thunderstorms in, but we'll have most of the day Sunday dry. So if you have outdoor plans Sunday, you'll be fine, except for the fact that you want to be extra careful, because we could see a heat index around 105 on Sunday. On Monday, we see the approach of a front, so some late day showers and thunderstorms, and then this front slips on through on Tuesday. So we'll continue with a slight chance of storms on Tuesday, but it's a 30% chance Sunday, 50 Monday, 30% chance on Tuesday. And after that system, it should feel a little bit more comfortable again. If you're headed to the beaches, it feels nice there. Certainly our temperatures tomorrow will be in the upper 80s. There's that chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. Sunday will look just like that. Rip current danger right now is moderate, so you always want to watch that before you jump in the water. Pretty hot in Asheville for today and tomorrow at 90. Sunday also looking pretty hot, but you get up to Grandfather Mountain, Mount Mitchell, and that's where you can find the cool spots. Temperatures in the 70s. We'll be 95 tomorrow and 97 on Sunday. Sunday and Monday, we could see a heat advisory. I'll show you the numbers for the heat index coming up. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic. It is 620 this morning, and we do have one incident to tell you about over in Orange County. Let's zoom in out there on I-40 westbound. It is a vehicle fire that is right there at Mount Willing Road. It's not causing any delays on our sensors, but we're working to learn more information about that vehicle fire and whether or not it's blocking any lanes of traffic. I-40 at Rock Quarry Road, that's our live look there, and you can see the sun has come up, and there's plenty of traffic starting to build out in that area south of Raleigh, but everything looking pretty smooth. Our drive times in and out of Raleigh right now are delay-free. Michelle and Jeff.
Thanks, Brett. This would be a welcome sign headed towards the fall premieres, right? Happening in Hollywood today, another step toward getting your favorite TV shows back. The Writers Guild says it is optimistic heading into that big meeting today.
And a massive relief effort is happening in Hawaii after the deadly wildfires there. The work that some celebrities are doing to offer their support. That's coming up in What's Trending.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Today in What's Trending, stars are giving their support to the people of Hawaii.
Yeah, they're helping families who have very simply lost everything in those tragic fires. TMZ reports boxer Floyd Mayweather paid for almost 70 families to fly to safety. He's also giving them a place to stay, food to eat, clothing to wear. Actor Jason Momoa, who's from Hawaii, is sharing ways to help on his Instagram page as well. He says he is devastated for his friends and family who have just lost everything.
It's just so devastating over there. Mayweather was saying, you know, listen, I'm just there to help. A lot of publications reached out to him to be like, hey, tell us more about what you're doing. And he's like, I don't need to. I don't want the attention. I just want to help these people. So he's paying for hotel rooms and food and clothing. It's amazing.
You know, it gets a ton of attention also without meaning to. Oprah. She is there. She's spent time. She owns a bunch of land there. She's lived there for 15 years. And she just is so touched by this. She was in one of the shelters in one of the stadiums locally there, just handing out shampoo bottles, some clothing, whatever she could do help. But can you imagine just running into Oprah?
Hey, Oprah, thanks for the shampoo. Yeah, no, it's amazing that they're doing so much because they have the money. They can help. So it's awesome. All right, also what's trending this morning, astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson says he knows where Barbie World is. In a social media post that's going viral, deGrasse Tyson takes a look at the sun, the moon, and the landscape to pinpoint the geographic location of Barbie's dream house. He says it's somewhere in the Florida Keys. That led at least one follower to quip, that means Ken is actually Florida man. Oh, boy.
I would have thought California.
Yeah, well, Greta Gerwig said that she was looking to do it for, she's looking to kind of associate it with Palm Springs. That's what she wanted. But Florida Keys, that's where it is.
I see. Kickoff time for the Carolina Panthers. The preseason starts tomorrow in Charlotte against the New York Jets. You can watch it tomorrow live, 4 o'clock from Bank of America Stadium on WREL. Chris Lee will be there to cover the game, and he'll have reports after the final whistle.
Hundreds of children will be coming here to the Durham Rescue Mission a little bit later this morning for a back-to-school giveaway and some barbecue. Coming up, I'll give you a closer look at what people can expect.
That's a fairly comfortable morning for chopping some barbecue. You know, this time of year, it can be hard to plan your outdoor exercise, but our humidity will be dropping through the day today. At 5 o'clock, if you're headed out for pickleball, it'll still be 90 degrees. But if you wait till 7 o'clock, 85 degrees with lower humidity might be fine. Over the weekend, all these numbers start to go up. I'll show you coming up.
And the WREL breaking news tracker is in Goldsboro this morning, where police have been in this neighborhood for almost 5 hours.